Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. And I hope you're having a great day wherever you are at. I am right here at the seafront having an espresso. Hey, in a moment, I want to show you something. Something I've been thinking about and kind of not wrestling with, but it's been wrestling with me all week in a moment. It's interesting, actually, Israel, the word Israel, the person and the people of Israel, it refers to those who wrestle with God. And in a sense, we're obviously not called to wrestle with God because he's going to win. And yet, we've got to wrestle with the things of God. And at times, the things of God can challenge you. But I have been wrestling with the things of God today, and I just feel like I've got amazing revelations flowing out of me this week. You know, it's really interesting. I feel like I've learned more about healing this week than I have learned in the last 10 years, maybe longer, literally. I have an evening off tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to do a healing service in Bradenton, Florida, and I'm just like, my faith is exploding with these things. But I'll do another video on that another day. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things. Firstly, I want to say a big thanks to the partners of my ministry. We love and appreciate you. Partners are those who pray for us, who support us financially, who invite us, set up meetings, stay in their home and meet for coffee in places like this, and who journey with us on the ministry of Jesus. So we so much love and appreciate you guys and all you do. Secondly, I have a missions trip coming up to Ireland. I think I have something like two or three places open at the moment. So if you're interested in coming to Ireland, I'll be there from June 4th through the 11th. We have rented a castle for the week. How cool is that? Be putting on a conference, a weekend conference, all day long conference. We'll be out on the streets, healing the sick, taking the prophetic into pubs, and every day doing mentoring sessions with myself and my wife, Leah. So really amazing. This is going to be the best trip we've ever done. And if you're interested in coming along with us, we will help people financially who want to do that. And it's an incredible, life-changing trip. So details on my website. Lastly, really encourage you to check out my new book, Personal Vision by Graham Jones. First book I've ever written. I'm working on another one right now, but it's out on Amazon as a Kindle or a paperback, and I'm sure it will be a blessing to you wherever you are. Good. So let me share something real quick with you. I've had a phrase floating around my head all week long. I don't know if the way God works with you, sometimes he works with me that way. It's the phrase I've been thinking of all week, simply this, that the Lord is seeking for those who will seek him. The Lord is seeking for God's seekers. God is seeking those who seek him. And I've just been thinking about this, especially in the last 24 hours. You know, it's amazing how much God wants us to seek him. How important it is that we are God's seekers. In a sense, anybody coming from my background, more a kind of faith background, finished works background, we're really big on, at times, we've got everything, we've arrived, it is finished, John 19:30, we've got everything. That we, you know, when somebody comes to me and says, like, I'm looking for more of God's love, part of me wants to whack him with my Bible and go, you've already got it. What you need to do is get revelation of it and enjoy what you already have. You don't need to get God to give more, you need to receive more. Now, all of that is completely true, and it's a truth most of the body of Christ don't know. And yet, in the midst of that, there's something powerful about being a God seeker. You know, philosophers talk about the hiddenness of God. The idea, well, if, you know, often atheist philosophers would say, well, if God's real, why can't we find him? And the Bible says you will find him when you seek him with your whole heart. David talks again and again about seeking Lord. Lord, when you said to me, seek my face, my heart said, your face I will seek. And I think each and every day God is coming to us and saying, seek my face. I think literally every day the Lord is saying, seek my face. I think he's saying, you'll find me when you seek me with everything you've got on the inside of you. So my simple encouragement to you today is be a God seeker. In one sense, I think we can live the rest of our lives with a a revelation, a theology, a belief that we've got everything, we've arrived in Jesus Christ. Yes and amen to that. And yet, at an experiential level, I choose what I put my eyes on. I choose what I read. I choose what I watch. I choose the audio going into my AirPods as an Apple user. I am the one who chooses those things. And I tell you, choose God. Choose to seek after the Lord. I'll seek after you because only you can satisfy. And in effect, again, we're not seeking after him, begging him to give more. We're seeking after him for the experience of the more we've already given. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. Boom. Well, I'm going to do some more videos as I walk around Florida and walk with the Lord this day. But wishing you well wherever you are at. And drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be praying for the sick today in Florida. If you're in the Fort Lauderdale, Panera area, I'd love to meet up with you and pray for the sick together. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless you. Bye for now.